Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first week of July. Normally, I speak to you from my home in Ottawa, but today, I am sitting on the tiny balcony of my parents' house in my hometown, located in a city called Sendai in Japan. The sun has just set, and the color of the sky is very beautiful at the moment. I can hear the sound of some insects in the background. It's wonderfully soothing. This is actually the very first time that I deliver this podcast away from home. I did struggle to publish this episode on time, and that's the reason why this is coming out on Monday instead of the usual Saturday. I am extra happy for your patience and that you're sitting with me right now. From this balcony, I can see the small playground of this neighborhood. And the story that I'm going to share with you today takes place in this very playground. It is a memory from the summer I was 7 years old. My family had moved into this house in the previous autumn, and it was the first summer that I spent in this neighborhood. When everything was new and I was feeling a little lonely, one interesting moment of glory came to me. I wonder what weird memory might come back to you as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Ramune Contest. The summer when I was 7, I participated in my neighborhood's tiny summer festival hosted in the park near my house. It was the first summer I spent in this new suburban neighborhood, and I wasn't particularly excited. I was still missing my old community of tiny, half-dilapidated apartments, and in my mind, nothing in this new place could beat any fun time I'd had in my old place. Since I didn't have close friends here yet, I went to the festival by myself. The park was right around the corner from my house. When I got there, I saw many stalls hosted by older children and adults. I recognized some familiar faces from school too. I did one draw to win a tiny, tiny toy, then walked around the park to see what else was there. That was when I learned about the Ramune Gulping Contest. Children were gathering around a table with bottles of Ramune drink, Japanese bubbly juice typical in summer. When I inquired what was happening, somebody said that this was a contest. The person who can drink the most in 10 seconds wins the game. Bubbly drinks were my favorite thing to drink in summer, ever since my maternal grandmother introduced me to them when I was 3. Being a big fan of bubbly juice herself, every summer she had a whole section of her fridge dedicated to her favorite sparkling juice cans, and I used to drink them with her whenever I visited. "I want to join the game," I declared to the game host. I lined up with other kids in front of the table, and with the sound of the whistle, I started drinking my Ramune juice. The strong, sparkling sensation hit my entire mouth, but I pushed on. "And stop!" Upon the host's signal, we all placed the bottles on the table. The staff went around the table to check how much was left in each bottle. My opponents were all making strange faces. They said it was quite a challenge. "Really, I didn't share the sentiment. The winner of the first group is you. The game host turned to me and clapped his hands. Congratulations, you go to the final round. The final round was a direct match with the winner of the other group. We were each given a new bottle of Ramune juice. I thought to myself how lucky it was that I could have two Ramune bottles in one day. My mother wouldn't allow that. Ready, set, go! I picked up my bottle and started shoving the drink in my mouth. The sparkling sensation punched everywhere in my mouth, but I didn't stop. In front of me, my opponent was having a tough time. His face grimaced. And stop! As soon as the host's voice rang, everybody came closer to see who won the game. Wow! People's eyes turned to me. You almost drank the whole thing! Congratulations! The host clapped his hands and beamed at me. You are the winner of this Ramune gulping contest! I had never won any festival game in my life. I certainly hadn't expected that my love of sparkling juice would bring me under such a spotlight. But it felt wonderful to win a game, especially this game. I don't remember what I got as a prize, but I was so proud of myself that the fact of my winning remained in my memory. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.